everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope you're having a great week. So I was in a conversation with somebody who listens to the podcast, and one of the questions they asked me was, how do you really give a good critique? Like, what are the kind of the characteristics that make for a really nice, well-done critique? And I realized that as we've been talking in the podcast, we've talked a lot about building vocabulary and really connecting with your work and digging into what really makes the work interesting. And we've talked about the concept of a critique, but we haven't really dived into really what would make for an effective critique session. And I think that that's a really important thing to kind of get your head around for a couple of reasons. First of all, as the photographer who's going into the critique, you should know what to expect, and you should also know what to ask for so that you can make sure you get the kind of feedback that you want out of the critique. Also, I think it's important for the person who's giving the critique or for the group of people who are giving the critique to really think about what is it that they want to provide as feedback to help you as a photographer. Because ultimately, that's what the critique is for. It's really about helping us become better at the art and craft of photography. When I think about some of the critiques I've had, I think there's a certain kind of process I like to go through. And one of the first is, I like to have the work laid out, and then I like to have everybody look at the work, or if it's just me doing the critique, I like to sit there silently, because one of the things that I noticed with photographers is they immediately want to explain what the work is about and how we're supposed to interpret it. And that does a couple of things. One is it provides a distraction. So when I'm looking at the work, I don't get to just experience and be with the work, because I'm now having to process what the person's saying, and it may or may not be consistent with what I'm experiencing, which is the second reason why I don't like to have somebody talking when I'm first looking at the work is it's starting to pre-bias me or create judgment in my own head about either the photographer's work, or the photographer and the work together. And I really kind of want to start with a clean slate. So one of the first things I always encourage people to do is just to put the work out and just experience the photographs without any of the distraction of talking. As the photographer, this is probably the most uncomfortable part, is you have to just sit there and be quiet. The person is not thinking that you're a terrible photographer. They're not thinking that you shouldn't have a camera. Really, what they're trying to do is just assess in their own head what is going on. So that's really the first thing, is just take a couple of minutes and look at the work. When we then move on, I think the other pieces that really make for successful critique is, one is that it's honest. And I think that it's brutally honest, because you really need that strong critique and that strong feedback to move forward as an artist. However, what it is not mean, it is not condescending, it is not from the mouth of arrogance. You don't have to be a complete ass to be honest. You can be very tactful. Being tactful and honest is not mutually exclusive to being judgmental. So there's a way to break that, and you really have to think about that, because if you think about the times in your life where somebody's come in and said really negative comment, you basically check out in the conversation. Not in the same way that we look at a photograph, but if you think about if you went to the doctor's office and they said you had cancer, you pretty much don't hear anything after that, because your brain starts racing with cancer. If somebody walks into your house and says, I've got really bad news, all that anticipation builds up and creates some anxiety. And we want to avoid that as much as possible. This isn't life or death. This isn't terrible things happening in your life. This is getting feedback about art. One of the things we really want to make sure we do is we find a way to do that so that the person stays engaged with the conversation the entire time we're having it. I think another important aspect of a really successful critique is that it's ultimately about learning. It's about learning about the image. It's about learning how the image fits in with a series of images. It's learning about the photographer having a chance to learn about their own work in ways that they may not have considered. Because one of the most valuable parts of the critique process is that somebody comes in and provides you feedback and sees your work in a way that you don't. That's really where the growth opportunity comes from, is the chance to really have that dialogue. So anytime I offer to do critiques for somebody, that's the piece I'm going in with, is how can I learn about myself, broader society, the photographer, through their work? And how can I give feedback to help gain that knowledge? It's those new insights that really, I think, make the conversation much more enjoyable and allow for that honest feedback without it being too judgmental, because we're both in the process of learning. Which comes back to, I think it needs to be a dialogue. In the world of understanding, it's a lot easier to have a dialogue to grow through conversations around art than it is to be lectured at. So if you're providing the critique, you want to engage the person, and you're trying to extract out of them a deeper understanding of their work. You're trying to help them through dialogue extract out a deeper understanding of their work. So whether it's something along the lines of a Socratic method, where it's just a series of leading questions trying to get to a point, or it's an employment of the Kaizen five whys, where you attempt to get to the root cause of what something is by continually asking a why question multiple times. Whatever that is in that dialogue, it's really important to get there, because those differences of opinion, as you talk about those, allow us to make sure that we stay engaged and learn from the work rather than just fall silently into our head and create our own story where we're no longer listening. So I think that's a really important aspect, is to really think about that dialogue and really how to employ that conversational approach. I think another really important thing of a successful critique is it's not about being right. We all love to be right. We tell our friends about how we were right and wronged, and how this person cut us off in traffic and we were a better driver. And we have all sorts of stories we tell about being right and wrong. But at the end of the day, what really, really matters in a critique is that we are attempting to see the image and understand the image and not determine whether or not it's a right or wrong image. When we ascribe the values of right and wrong, we move into a very judgmental space. And when we're being judgmental, our tone changes, our language changes, our demeanor changes, and we no longer are engaged in that really great dialogue. So really trying to avoid what was right and wrong, and really thinking about it more as suggestion, more as things to think about, more as concepts that somebody may not be aware of, I think provides a much more strong and satisfying critique. I think one of the other important parts of a critique that rarely gets asked in a lot of the critiques I've been in is, how is the work going to be displayed and shown? Because that's a huge factor in providing feedback to the person. Because if they say, oh, well, these are really just images that I'm going to put in a book for my family, is different than work that's going to hang on a gallery wall, that's different than work that you think is going to appear in an advertising campaign or a portfolio to get commercial work. Or if you're looking at wedding photographs and they're actually images that are being selected for marketing materials, is different than images that might go to the wedding party after the wedding shoot's over. So understanding how that work is going to be pulled together is really important. Always trying to get to the root of what is the plan for the work is something that I think really happens in successful critique. One of the other things that I think happens is, as the person who's providing the critique is really successful when I find myself listening a lot. So there's always a little bit of conversation for me to get started about my reaction to the work and kind of what I'm seeing and experiencing. But I find myself, if I'm doing my job, I'm really, like I said earlier, helping extract out of somebody what is meaningful and what matters to them. So really, what do I listen for in myself is my own silence in the conversation, where I'm kind of probing, listening, and giving feedback. You know, somewhat as a therapist might, where you rephrase and paraphrase a question back and just see if you can get that person moving forward in that discourse. So I think that's a really important part to remember, is that the more you talk as the person providing the critique, you know, maybe there's an opportunity there for you to help the other person engage in a better dialogue. Something else that I think is really important in a critique is to remember some of the core principles of great photography. The one that I think people do a great job of is they talk about some of the more technical aspects, they talk about some of the compositional elements, but remembering that everything counts and matters in a photograph. You're responsible for every square inch of the photograph. And so to say to somebody, wow, the photograph really works, but you've got this hot spot over here, there's this blown out light that is really distracting, that's pulling my eye away from the subject matter. Even if it's the tiniest thing, you can't let things like that go, because everything matters in the photograph, and it's really important to share that information. So I think one of the last things that really drives a great critique is giving up your own ego on how smart you want to make yourself appear to the person you're talking to, and talk about what your insights were to the photograph, what your preferences are with the photographs, because everybody's smart. Everybody's working together to try to create better work. And if you're spending all that time on your own ego talking about how intelligent you are and how experienced you are, I think that can prove to be a pretty big detriment. So stepping away from that ego, I think, is also something that's really important to a really great critique process. And if I was going to give one last piece of advice, is we talked a lot about intention in several of the other podcasts. Another question I've gotten is, well, do we really worry about that in critique? And I think if we're critiquing photographs with a photographer who's trying to understand their own work and how to develop and grow as an artist, it's important to talk about intention. But if we're looking at work from somebody who's not in the room or somebody who has long since passed and we're looking at it from a historical context, understanding intention may not be the preferred way to do the critique. There's other things we can look at in terms of social political impacts of the work. We can look at it, its stance in different points of art history. So there's a lot of other things we can look at for intention. It's not always that we have to focus in on intention, but definitely when we're working with artists who are trying to get their feet under them, really thinking about the intention of the work, I think is something that's really important. So I hope you have a great week behind the camera and that you really get some great shots. And remember, if you're going to go out there and get some feedback from your work or you're actually working with somebody on giving that feedback, really try to focus in on doing the best you can to really create a meaningful dialogue there that's open, honest, and that you both leave gaining new insights about somebody's work. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember, you can always find us on iTunes or at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. And I hope you have a great week.